Hallelujah. You know, just recapping on communion. Communion is such an amazing thing. He says, you do this in remembrance of me. You do this in remembrance of me because of the suffering he took for you. Amen. Thank God that Jesus took it for you all. Amen. For the past 10 days, I have been away, and I've been away up in the Cape, and I have been in 4 communities in the 10 days. And it was one of my most successful trip I've ever done, going up in the Cape. Who's from Marukun here? Who's from Marukun? Praise the Lord, my brother. Blessed be the name of people of Marukun. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Marukun is getting saved and totally saved. God is doing something amazing in Marukun. Hallelujah. I was supposed to be going to Bamaga on a flight on Friday. And all of a sudden, in the morning, at about 4 a.m. in the morning, the Holy Spirit said to me, don't go. I said, what? You know, like, my fare's already been paid. So I heard the Holy Spirit and I didn't go. So I said, Lord, how am I going to get up to the Cape since you've stopped me? He says, pay for your fare on Sunday and get on the Sunday flight. Amazing thing happened. As I was on the Sunday flight, I changed my seat from the middle right to the very back on the window. And this lady came and sat with me, which I didn't know that this lady was a TO in Mapun, that she was one of the counselors in Mapun, that she looked at me and she said, are you a Christian? I said, yes, I am a Christian. He said, no. Is your surname a Christian? I said, no. He said, you look like one of those Christian brothers I know. But I said to her, I am a Christian. I'm a born again. I'm a pastor of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then she said to me, are you the guy who's doing this work in Marukun? And I said, yes, that's who we are. Please don't forget us. Mapun's door opened, boom, just like that. We planned a meeting, we had coffee, she came driving all the way from Mapun. Now Mapun is open for us to do crusade next year, early next year. You see how God works. God is an amazing God. Sometimes you lose money because God wants you to obey him. You know, sometimes I could have just said, nah, who was that? What was that voice? I'm going to Bamaga. But no. But through that, Cohen's door is now open for us today. And not only that, from there we went to Marukun. Went there right in the middle, as I arrived, right in the middle of a big, massive fight. There were family feuds. But the church people hung on. We had a meeting in the church and they said, you could see the desperation in their eyes. We want you. There's nobody here. Please come to us. As I'm going to be preaching today, I will be preaching about you have a purpose. Each one of us that's sitting here, we have a purpose. Now, this family that came to me, most of you guys have known, I used them in Yaraba. Brother Tom and Buna. 6 weeks was available in Cohen, so I took them up there. Cohen is changed after 3 weeks. Praise the name of Jesus. As you know that I'm a mission man, I will always speak about mission, and I will challenge you today. I will challenge you. challenge you to a point that you will say, here I am. I want to go and do God's work out there. Because I tell you, there is work that is available, but there is no one there. Arukun is crying out. Arukun is crying out just for people to come and teach them the basic about the Word of God. I know there are teachers sitting right here that knows what to do. I'm going to pray today that the Holy Spirit will start to mess with you today. That you won't be able to sit properly or sleep well at night because there is a call of God in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I went to Cowan, straight from Arukun. I was just driving all over the place. Dust everywhere. But it's for the cause of God. Went to Cowan. The Cowan people are saying, my God. Demons chase from all over the place. Even the Cowan people. I didn't want to go and ask them what they were doing. I went to the people and asked how they were doing. They want them there. They said, can we have them? Can we have them? But unfortunately, they're going to be there only for these next 3 weeks. Amen. The challenge is, who is going to go? The Bible says, go out into the world and preach the gospel, and I will be with you. Amen. If there's one place where God will be with you all the time, is when you go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So some of us say, God, where are you? If you're crying like that, then maybe you start going. Amen. Praise Jesus. All right, my sermon today, I've titled it, you know, like we all have a purpose. We all have a purpose in God. As the Bible talks about the body. The body, you know, when you see me standing here, it's just only the covering is what you see, the skin. But whatever that is moving inside of me, right from my brains to my livers to my everything, they're all working in harmony for me to be standing here today, right here. They're all working together, heart beating, that lung going like this, whatever that's happening on the inside, it's making me stand here because they're all working together in harmony. That is the hand of God. That it was, we call the hand of God. God said like this, let us make man in our image. He used his own hands. He dug deep and he molded you and he created you with his own hands. So everything about you, you are the image of God. Amen. Amen. So right now I am seeing God in front of me because you are an image of God. Amen. Amen. I want you to see yourself that way. That this is who I am. This is what I am. I have been created by the very hands of God. Yes. That's what the Bible says. Amen. Amen. Didn't only he create you, but he picked you up and he breathed his own breath into you. You know, I was praying for this lady in Arukun. This lady had suffered asthma for 80 years. As I was about to pray for her, the Holy Spirit said to me, tell the devil that has been messing with my breath to get out. Whoa, what a revelation to me. In the name of Jesus, get out. This lady, for the first time in 80 years, breathed air. Because it's the breath of God. You see, as you inhale, as you exhale, that is what God has breathed you. When you first came out of your mom's stomach, you weren't breathing at all. The moment, boom, yep, God, boom, in your mouth. Amen. Ah! That's what God done to you. Amen. So when you're exhaling and inhaling, that is God's breath in you. The lung is only the cavity that contains God's breath in you. Amen. So you have been made in the image of God. Each one of us. But unfortunately, that image of God went away from God. Lost the touch with God, like as the illustration that was done by Pastor Tumanabai over here. Lost the touch with God and man fell. You see, when man fell, did he lose the image of God? No. You are still the image of God. You see, that is why God is so interested in you. God is so interested in you so much that he has to say to his son, you've got to empty heaven for some time. You've got to go down for some time. You've got to be a man for some time. You've got to bleed for some time. You've got to breathe like them for some time. You've got to think like that for some time. You've got to be like them for some time until I call you. But the difference is, you will never sin. You see, we were created. We were in a garden. You know, just this morning, I was sharing with Brother Joe. I said to Brother Joe, you know, worship? We think we are, as sinners, we come and worship. No, even in the garden, there was worship. Adam and Eve was worshiping the Father in the garden before the fall. So, at any time, the devil wanted to tell her, shut up. What are you worshiping for, you sinner? Excuse me? I'm a worshiper right from the beginning, even before the fall. Yeah. I will worship my Father. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. I still haven't gotten to my scripture yet. But thank God, Arukun's opened up. Cohen is on his way to an amazing time with God right now. Arukun has now taken responsibility. We went and spoke with the elders. Because one of our biggest problems is having accommodation over there. One of our biggest problems is because over there to stay one night is $180 per person in a donga. $180. That's like a 6-star, 7-star thingy, you know. But that's the amount that they require. But we said to them, guys, because they were so desperate for us to come in, then we said to them, guys, you guys got to take responsibility now. We need a place. Immediately they said, yep, we're going to see the mayor after this. The result is not there yet, but they are now taking responsibility. Our prayer is to, Lord, we have a home in Arukun. Amen. And that is my vision, is to have a home in every community, starting from the top right to the bottom, so we can send missionaries into that place and rotate them so you can learn and, you know, whatever calling that you have in your life, we can utilize. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. My Bible reading today is found in Luke 19. Luke 19, verse 30 and 31. This is the time when Jesus was about to come to the point when he's going to die, he's going to go on the cross. But then he said this statement to, he said like this, as you read up there, he says like this, go into the village opposite you where as you enter, you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Lose it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, why are you losing it? Thus you shall say to him, because the Lord has a need for it. Amen? I believe none of you guys have ever heard anything being preached from this particular thing. Scripture over here. Yes, we read it because of the cult. Yeah, Jesus is going to write on the cult. But I'm going to take you to some things that is special in this scripture. Another scripture that I'm going to use today is this, Romans 11:29. It says, for the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Hallelujah. If God has called you, if God has given you a gift, He is not going to take it back. You are going to either step up and function in it or let it lie idle in you, but God has given it to you. Amen. He says in His word, it's irrevocable. None of the gifts that He's given to you or the calling is irrevocable. So each one of us have a calling, have a gift that we need to function in the house of God, in Christ. Amen. You know, you cannot be a loner, because I was explaining to you before, my kidney cannot just say, I'll just go on my own. What's going to happen to me? Boom! My heart cannot just say, I'll just stop beating for 10 minutes. They all are working together in harmony as God had created it, so that I can be standing here talking to you. So likewise, He has actually, for the body of Christ, and that is us, the church, each one of us have a gifting that we have to find out, that we have to seek God for, so that we can actually rise up with it and work in harmony together and function as a church. Right now you'll see pastors, you'll see people that stand at the door, the deacons, the people that knows how to serve. They're up there during the week. Those are the calling and the gifts that God has had for them. But it's only a few that are here. But I know that each one of us have a calling and have a function to do. Amen. Now, about this cult here, you'll notice that Jesus said like this, enter there and you will find a cult that is tied up. Amen. You know, in Zechariah 9, verse 9, it spoke about this cult. You see, even before that cult knew that he was born on the day, he never knew that he was only created for the butt of Jesus Christ to go on top of him. Amen. Amen. He was created by God. He was tied there, and his purpose was for Jesus to go on top of him. Amen. There was no other purpose that he was made for, and that was a purpose. Because straight after Jesus went on it, we didn't know where he went. The angels might have just snuffed him out. Nobody else to ride on you, because the King of Kings has ridden on you. But that's his purpose. But the problem was, he was made for that purpose, but he was tied up. Hallelujah. What's tying you up today? What is tying you down today from the calling that God has got for your life? Hallelujah. As I say, each one of us, we have a function in the body of Christ. And I pray. Do you know that when you don't know what you're called to do, you are going to warm the pews for the rest of your days? Amen. It's quite a hard thing to say, but I'm saying this because this church is going into a moment in time that we are growing, we're excelling, but people in the church need to rise up. We need to rise up and take responsibility. You see, this church is not Pastor Bill's. It's not mine. It's not Paul's. It's not ours. It belongs to God. So each one of us who's been called by God, who is coming to serve in this church, ought to look at their giftings and then say, I can do this. Come and function in your gifting. Because you know what's going to happen? The church will run the way God wants it. You see, if my kidney was giving me problem, I wouldn't be standing like this. I would be a little bit darker than myself because its function to do in my body is not happening. You see? Each one of us to get this church rolling, to get it to a place where God wants us to be, each one of us got to identify what you're called to do. I'm even talking to you who is unsaved because you are made in the image of God. Amen. Hallelujah. But the problem with that cord, it was tied up. It was sitting there. I don't know who put it there. It says, God says it's someone. The owner tied it there, yeah. The owner must have reared this thing up and tied it there. You see, for farmers, when a little thing is born, it trains it. Okay, if it's a dog. Okay, you leash him up, leash him up. After a while, the dog knows that he needs to be leashed up. So he doesn't struggle anymore. So that thing must have been trained because it was owned by someone. The farmer put it there. So it had training. It had training. So it's sitting there. It's not a wild one. But why it is leashed? Because if you unleash it without someone there, what it'll do, it'll go back to its animal instincts. It'll go and start eating there, eating there, eating there, and all of a sudden it's gone. So that's what the owner, then Jesus said, go and grab him. But you will find that it is being tied. Why did Jesus have to mention these words? That cord, no one has ever sat on it. What does it have to do with the disciples that had to go? Because that cult had only one function. And the function of that cult was for Jesus to be on top of him. Amen. Amen. You get what I'm getting at? Each one of us are called to do something in the house of God. Even that animal, he never knew. He was created specifically for Jesus to go on his back. But the Bible says like this. Find the cord that is tied, which no one has ever sat on. And the Bible says like this to the thing. Lose it. Lose him up. Amen. What's tying you down? Is it, I don't think I'm worthy to be doing this. I don't think I'm worthy. No, I've done too many sins, man. Come on, I cannot preach the word of God. What's tying you down? Is your past tying you down? Amen. If it's your past, then you say to your past, hey, come on. Even God himself has forgotten all my sin and he's taken every sin of mine and he's thrown it into the sea of forgetfulness. Then why are you still remembering it? If God is able to forget about your sin, then who are you to remember it? You know why? Because of John 10:10. The devil comes to steal, he comes to kill, he comes to destroy. He has a 24/7 job. The 24/7 job of the devil is to take away the vision you have, is to let you know that you cannot do it, is to let you know that you are not a leader, is to let you know that you cannot function in the church, is to let you know. That's what he does. When he does it to you, I'm telling you, you tell him. You tell him. I've been born again. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Jesus Christ left heaven and died for me. Who are you? Give him a kick. Amen. Because you know what? You are so worth it to God. Remember this. Each one of us is sitting. Come on, look at me in my eyeballs. You are so worth it that his son had to die. Each one of you. Hi, come on. I pray that you go home today and you say, wow, I'm so worth it. Even though I'm homeless, I'm down here, I'm feeling down. But my God is so worth it. I'm so worth it to my God that he's died for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, why are you silent? Is anybody in the house? Hello. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. But the Bible says like this, lose the colt, lose him. So I pray that you lose your giftings today. Get it loose. Come to Paul and say to Paul, I can clean the house. I can do the scrubbing. I can wipe the windows. Hallelujah. Each one of us, to get this train rolling, we need to function together. We need to work together. We need to go. We need to do it together. Each one of us. I am a teacher. I can teach those new Christians. I can look after the young children. To get this train rolling, each one of us need to function together. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise the name of Jesus. Jesus said like this, lose the colt. Lose it and bring it to me. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Lose that, whatever you're doing, whatever that's holding you down, lose that gifting and bring it to Jesus. Man, if Jesus say, Joe, can you put me piggyback any day, sir? Any day. Get on now. Praise the name of Jesus. He says, lose it. Lose it. He says, lose that colt. Lose that animal that has a purpose. Lose that animal that I am going to ride on. Bring him to me. Bring him to me now. Hallelujah. Each one of you have a calling. Oh, mighty God, I pray that you bring it to him. Lord Jesus, I can give. Oh, Lord, I can give. Then I'll bring it to you. Lord Jesus, I can preach. Then I'll bring it to you. I'll go out on the street and start preaching to people. Lord Jesus, I have this gifting that I will bring it to you today. Jesus says, lose it and bring it to me. Lose it and bring it to me. Come on, put your hands up if you know you got a gifting in you. Look at that. Look at that. Jesus says, lose it and bring it to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. You know, that call was made especially for the king. Made especially for the King of Kings. And how about if the animal was made specially for the King of Kings, then how about you, the image of God? Hallelujah. How about you, the image of God, that God made you with his own hands, that God breathed his breath upon you, then how about you? You are so special to him that his son had to die. Heaven had to lose him. Heaven had to be bankrupt. So today, if the devil is saying to you, you are worthless, You say to him, no, my God has deemed me worthy by dying for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God has deemed me worthy by dying on the cross for me. I am worthy 100% to God. I don't know what you're going through, but according to God, you are worthy 100%. Because you know what? He gave his best. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I know for a fact, each one of you today, the Cape is hungry. The Cape is hungry for Christian workers, for people to rise up and say, man, I can do it. I can go there and stay 1 month, 2 months. I can go there and preach the gospel. I can go there and be with them. Hallelujah. This God is so good. Amen. Why don't we all stand? Why don't we all stand? We'll ask the musicians to come up right now. Hallelujah. I know that I'm going to make an appeal today, but I know for a fact that each one of us, we have a calling in God. We have a calling in God. And I know that sometimes you feel like as if, oh, I don't know. Come on. We'll pray over you and we'll break that thing that is holding on to you, that's holding on, that is being leashed down. We'll break that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So that you can function in the way God wants you to function. And that is 100% for Him. He gave His 100% for you. Amen. If you haven't received Christ, this is an opportunity for you. As I said before, I'm speaking also for you unsaved because you're made in the image of God. You come and you give your life to Jesus this morning and Jesus will wipe clean slate every sin that you have done. Amen. Amen. As the musicians are going to sing this song, if you feel God is talking to you, He's tugging into your heart, don't just shut it away. Say to the Lord, Lord, I'm going to come. I'm willing today. I want to do your work. I'm going to come and see the pastors. I'm going to come and see the leaders. This is the giftings that I have. How can you use me? Hallelujah. When I went to Bible college in 1991, I saw that the nursing home ministries in the church that I went to, nobody had gone there. So I started this ministry, which is today one of the biggest ministries in the church today, the nursing home ministries. You see, I felt that nobody is going to the old people while we young people are jumping for joy in where we are. So I started it. I went with a few people, went with a few friends, and my wife too. And that ministry is one of the largest ministries in that church today, nursing home ministries. Each one of you, just pray to God, hey, Lord, what can I do? You gave your son so that we may be saved. There's a lot of people out there that's unsaved. How can I function where I go and get them saved for you? Amen. As the worship leaders are going to sing, just leave your chair and come up. Don't be shy. The person next to you is not going to help you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.